Network News, this is Kurt Wood. Leaders in Israel and Syria have gotten along well enough in Washington this week that they want to continue their peace talks after the first of the year. U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright says the United States will be happy to continue as go-between.
We are looking forward to an intensive round starting January 3rd in an area near Washington, and we want to make sure that it is a place where we are able to work in a very serious and intensive way in an isolated place where all the issues will be discussed.
The main bone of contention is Israeli settlements in the Golan Heights. Prosecutors want the death penalty for the NFL wide receiver Ray Caruth, now jailed on murder charges concerning his pregnant girlfriend shooting death. New York Giants quarterback Terry Collins, a former teammate.
He was friendly. It seemed like he was an ugly guy. You know, he never had a bad word to say about anybody. He was quiet, but not that you would look at it and think there was something wrong with him or something weird. You know, it was just kind of like was part of his personality. And to think of him doing something like this is really shocking. It really is.
Caruth had his initial appearance early today. This is USA Radio News.
You're listening to WTJC, Newport, North Carolina, USA, a listener-supported ministry of Grace Baptist Church. QSL requests, 50 cents, along with a self-addressed stamp envelope or return postage to WTJC, 520 Roberts Road, Newport, North Carolina, 28570, USA.
At Columbine High School in Colorado getting their winter break a bit early, that after classes were canceled this morning in response to an internet threat that administrators take very seriously.
In this case, what we don't want to do in any threat is to give the perpetrators a chance to disrupt the type of things that is occurring today, but in this particular case, there's so many extenuating circumstances that we just think it's really in the best interest of our students and staff to not have them come to school today.
Students seemed relieved that classes were canceled. One said it's a good thing to take the threat seriously. Another said school officials may have saved their lives by the action. They vividly recall that April day when two classmates shot up the school, killing 13 people. Speaking of Columbine, a student from that school and two others that were in the church in Fort Worth, Texas, when it was shot up in September, they're in Kosovo handing out Christmas toys this week under the sponsorship of Samaritan's Purse. USA Radio News.
And now, here's the eternal good news from the Word of God, Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost.